school had a good weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Glad to be back at school.
Yes.
The purpose of today is I work for Optichrome. We're in Woking. We're a printers and a communications company. And we're getting involved in a Books for School campaign that a client of ours, Mr. Scott Addington, has written a great war book, 100, because I'm not sure if you're aware, this year is 100 years since the First World War started. You're aware, yeah? You're nodding your head. Back in 1914. A lot of literature is a bit heavy-handed, long-winded. We'd like to donate this book that Scott Addington's written to your school because I understand that next term you're doing a bit of a project on the Great World War, yeah? You're all doing that?
Yeah.
Lovely. And hopefully what you'll find in here, it's an infographic book, so there's lots of factual information, but using diagrams, illustrations, rather than a heavy-handed reading book where you're just overloaded with information. So Optichrome Scott would like to donate this book to your school, so when you do your project next term, hopefully you'll find this of use, and it'll get you interested in what went on in World War One, what your great-grandparents went through, and you're going to be able to pick up a lot of information to help you with your project next term. And we'd just like to leave that with your teachers so that you can review it in the library, or I'm not sure how you're going to use it and work with it, but it's just really a case of hoping it'll get you involved and understanding what went on in the 1914 war. All right. I mean, if they've got any questions and anything else, I'd like you to have that. It's really a case of seeing what goes on. It's nice and easy. And I'm sure they'll find it of interest.
Absolutely.
These factual things like, I think it was 232 people every hour lost their life for the 4.25-year campaign. So if you imagine that, 200 people passing away, that's unbelievable. And it's information like that that's easy to hand.
Thank you so much. And I think if we pass it round so every class gets a chance to look at it.
That'd be good.
And then we'll leave it in our library and we'll look forward to starting our project, which we don't know too much about yet, but I'm sure we will. And start our project next term. Zach, do you have a question?
Yeah. I know how the Great World War ended.
Good. Do you want to? How was that then?
The Yankees men, after they were arrested, he knew that he wasn't going to get out, so he told his men to take cyanide pills, and they all did.
Okay. Is that the same one as two? Yeah. Well, that'll all be proven in the book. That you'll be able to find all that information out as well, because there's World War II. Obviously, that's not 100 years old, but yeah, that's very good. They did. They took cyanide pills. We're talking Mr. Hitler there, aren't we? Is that the one?
You're thinking about
the Second World War.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's probably some similarities and differences between the First and Second World War, and we'll have to read this book to find out how the First World War ended, won't we?
All right.
I've got a lot to learn.
It's nice and easy anyway to do it. That's the main thing about it. All right.
Oh. Yes, Katie.
I don't know which World War it was, but this lady said apparently on Christmas Day, one of them, they all played a
Yes, they did. Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm not sure of that myself. I work
I think
for a print.
That's the First World War.
Is it the First World War?
I think
yeah.
There's a Michael Morpurgo book, isn't it?
They all called a truce and they got out of the trenches and they all had a game of football.
Yeah.
That's it. That's yeah, well done. So you've got knowledge already there. That's excellent.
Has anybody got a question rather than a fact?
Whether I can answer it or not.
No, well, we can look in the book
did
later.
You know, when Hitler lost the war, the Second World War, he killed himself in a burning bunker, and everyone thought he would survive. And number three hit the rumours. First, the number three was he was working as a shepherd in Switzerland. Number two was as a fisherman in Ireland. Number one, he had an unwanted ground hideout in Sweden with enough cheap food.
Ah, that's very good. So.
Beans.
Yeah, you got the conspiracy theories there. Yeah, a lot of people thought he wasn't actually dead. So yeah.
And I think it would be good for us, perhaps as a school, to be clear about the difference between the First and the Second World War.
I think this is it. This a lot of these are relating to Second World War. Mm. The First World War again. That's why it's a great book. It's not talked about because it's further in history, further back. A lot of people know about the Second World War, but not many ideas on the First World War, so hopefully that'll help you there.
It's proving your point why you need to publish this book. So perhaps if you've got any other interesting facts when you get back to your class, you could share it with your teachers, so we'll have hands down for now. Shall we say a big thank you to
Jeff? Thank you, Bridget. Enjoy the book.